There is hardly anything left in the world unconquered. But in all our years of having achieved our dreams of taking over the world, there is still something left that has not been achieved by our ruthless empire. There are still stones left unturned. Still mountains left to climb, if you will.
What could that be, world leader? Last time I checked, you had more countries than most people have had chips. Frankly, opening a world atlas is boring these days. There is just one page in one country.
You are definitely right, Mr. Dodd. Chips are banned with everything else I don't like the taste of.
You've got an army as big as the population of a small country. You've put statues up in every town square in the globe. You've even brought in legislation that says that people must worship you at the start of every day. And that's usually at 5:05 a.m.
Those are indeed great achievements, Mr. Dodd. But like everything I do, it is never enough. We must always be in pursuit of the unachievable. We've been in space and to the depths of the ocean. We drilled for oil on the floor of the world and ended up finding Atlantis, which we didn't want. I have been unsure of what to do, but now I believe I've come up with something.
I am as ever humble. What do you want me to do?
You see that mountain?
Mount Baghdad? Yes, what of it? It's always been there.
No, it hasn't. I want you to climb it.
I'll get out my walking stick. It would be easier than Mount Vama if I didn't have arthritis.
What's that?
Nothing. Just a hill somewhere that you haven't heard of. But don't worry, you've conquered it.
Now let's stop horsing around, Dodd. I want you to climb that mountain first thing in the morning.
If I must.
Do I sense dissension, Mr. Dodd? There'd better not be, because this is important. This is in preparation for an expedition to Mount Everest.
But, sir, I must protest.
No, Dodd, you must not. It's not your right or anybody else's.
But I am old. People die on the slopes of Mount Everest every year, and funerals can't be held at such high altitudes.
That's all right. In such an eventuality, we'd fly your body off the mountain by army helicopter. Can't guarantee what would happen to it after that, though. It used to be mountain climbers that died, but now I'm finding that it has escaped conscripts who have tried to evade the state of Napolarak up the mountain, climbing to avoid the local Gestapo and secret police, because they are short of oxygen.
Could you not ask Hamid? I'm sure he's a very experienced man. He may have once been a mountaineer in his life.
Yes, for once, that sounds like a good idea, spurting from your mouth. Because frankly, Dad, even your walking stick can hardly move. I'll get on the phone to Hamid. Hamid, I want you to get round to this palace immediately. I need to ask you about the mountain expedition.
What about it? I'm not completely familiar with peaks. Once, I went in the Peak District and fell off a cliff, breaking my arm.
You'll see when you get here. I'm not talking on this phone, which might be tapped by enemies.
A few minutes later, Hamid arrives at the palace.
I hope you're familiar with Mount Everest, Hamid, because first thing Monday morning, you're being flown to Everest Base Camp.
You certainly don't beat around the point, do you, sir? I'm not sure what to make of this. I don't want to go to Base Camp. There are no shops left in the city. It will be near impossible to get supplies, and I've got to tell you, I once led an expedition up to Snowdon, and even then some of the men failed to come down. Well, one did, but he didn't use a path.
If I tell you you're going somewhere, think yourself already there. You're lucky I'm taking you to base camp by private plane. Any more opposition from you about your duty and you'll be backpacking across the Middle East towards the Himalayas. Want to kick you out of the city gates.
Baghdad has gates now?
Yes, and electric ones as well. They're hooked up to the national grid, don't you know? Just a warning. Don't try to leave the city after 11 p.m. if I was you.
The next morning at Mount Everest Base Camp.
Hamid, can I bring you to one side a minute? I wish you good fuck, I mean luck, on this mission. Slip of the tongue. Who am I kidding? I don't give a fuck. I believe on past occasions I made that quite clear. And let's face it, it's your life on the line, not mine. And when you get to the mountain, I just want you to start walking in a generally vertical direction. And if you should die on the slopes, look out for a small obituary in the back of the Iraqi Weekend Press.
Thank you for wishing me luck, sir, or fuck in your case. Your pep talk should give me the confidence I need to conquer such a mountain. But of course, I don't need it, because I'm sure Everest will be a walk in the park, albeit one with a climbing frame. Obviously, our Sherpa may not agree with my views.
Ah, the Sherpa. Yes, we hired a fellow called Mohammed, who will guide you up the mountain and down again if necessary. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'll adios now. I might miss the news on how the Baghdad demonstration went.
Saddam's private plane flies off, leaving Hamid and the volunteers alone at Mount Everest base camp.
May I introduce myself? Today I will be your Sherpa, Mohammed Ikilima, and together we will climb the majestic peak of Mount Everest.
Yeah, whatever. Enough talking. Let's start walking.
Not so fast, sir. It is near sunset. We need to get a good night's rest and then face the slopes bright and early.
How bright and early?
Just before dawn, at approximately 3 a.m.
Well, it may be early, but it certainly won't be bright. The next morning, which is really the middle of the night...
Well, come on, what are you waiting for? Let's fuck off, I mean set off. What time is it?
2:40 a.m. I thought for once in your life you could see what it was like to be woken up before the break of dawn.
Aha, very good, sir. But I don't need much sleep. My oxygen supply gives me the energy I need. Well, that and my power bars.
Hamid, the Sherpa, and the other members of a climbing party assembled by Saddam begin trudging up the slopes. We have been walking for 6 hours. When are we going to see the top?
We haven't seen so much as a real slope yet. Never mind the summit. You can't see it from here. We may arrive within a week.
Do you mean all I'm going to see is mountain for the rest of the week? What else is on?
Well, there is a frozen lake. You can go and lap it if you are thirsty.
But it's frozen.
Well, stick your tongue on it and melt the ice with your breath. You will eventually get water and lose thirst.
A few hours later...
It's late. When are we going to sleep? When we can no longer see base camp.
You mean it's still down there?
Is that all we've done? Hamid, sir, Everest is a very hard mountain and very vertical. It takes much skill and many days to traverse it.
Okay, you're the expert. Where are we going to sleep?
Over that crevice. It should block the view of our base camp.
Not even inside the shelter of a cave?
We need the oxygen of the night air before we cut into our supplies.
Well, I have brought a thermometer and it doesn't even go down this low. Over the crevice.
Stop!
Okay, let's lay out the tents and get some rest. But I feel like I'm going to be up all night listening to this wind that threatens to blow our tents as far as India. The next day at 3:11 a.m.
Are we ready for action, sir?
No, not at this time of the morning, if you could call it that. I would throw my cup of water at you, had it not frozen. A couple of hours later... Oh, I feel a bit short of breath. Why is that?
The oxygen is beginning to thin, sir, but I feel it is important to conserve our oxygen supplies.
Why the heck have we got a supply if I can't breathe it?
No, sir, I would advise it. Take this paper bag for a few hundred more feet.
Right, okay, but if I pass out, I will not require resuscitation. A few hundreds of feet later, the party comes upon a small cave.
A cave, sir!
At last, a part of the mountain that doesn't try to take your face off!
That's strange. What is this?
It's a copy of the Quran. Could one of Everest's many attemptees have been Islamic?
Yes, they generally don't mind if they die up the mountain in their attempt to get to the promised lands.
I hope you don't mind, but I am stepping in here for a few moments to get some rest.
May I help you? Who is this? Who has come visiting?
Osama, what are you doing here?
Do you know this guy?
Yes, it's Osama bin Laden. Where have you been all your life? Have you been living in a cave?
When I'm off duty, yes.
Can I be of any assistance to you, Hamid?
Is this where you have been hiding?
During the War of Terror, this was indeed where I was. The authorities could not hope to find me up such a high mountain, or survive if they tried. They would not dare to bomb the world's highest mountain at 8,848 meters.
But how did you survive the climate?
I have been used to high altitudes, being a former pilot as I was.
Well, nice to speak to you, but time is of the essence. We must go on with our expedition.
Well, in that case, I wish you good luck on your mission. But only if it's in the name of Allah. Take these copies of the Quran to use for comfort should you need it.
Slightly further up the mountain, another day later. I'm sorry to say this, but I am feeling a little sick. I would say it was what I ate last night, but I only had a power bar.
Power bar vomit, sir, would just be like dust. But I have a feeling, sir, that you may require some oxygen. You are climatizing.
Then give me the bottle.
Any better, sir?
I am not noticing any effect.
I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry.
Whatever is the matter? Snap out of it!
It's the oxygen.
What about it?
To cut a long story short, it's not oxygen.
What on earth is it then?
Carbon dioxide. I must have ordered it by mistake.
Well, that's great. We're all going to die.
It must be Saddam Hussein. He is attempting contact.
Right, I'll take care of the radio. You have been inept enough. I'm surprised we are standing this far up this precipice.
How's the mission going, Hamid?
Just fine, sir. We have run out of oxygen, but that's just a small glitch.
Look, I don't care if you can breathe or not. I just want you to get to the top. Now, it doesn't matter about the oxygen, but what about the flags? I only sent you there to plant my orifice on the summit.
I'll just ask Mohammed the Sherpa.
I did not see any in the bag. Could we draw one?
No! I want you to plant my flag! Now listen, Hamid, on expeditions like yours, you don't make mistakes. So I want you to get your asses back down to base camp and bring it back up.
But, sir, we have taken...
Days, hours. If you can climb a mountain once, you can do it again.
But...
That will be your final word, Hamid.
Hamid, the Sherpa, and the climbing party descend down the mountain. They visit Osama in his cave to give back his copies of the Quran. They sleep on tents perched on the edge of several precipices, and finally, after several days of descent, reach Everest's base camp. Mohammed, I am not sure I can face another week of grueling climbing just to put a poxy empire flag up that even aircraft won't see.
What are you intimating?
Let's just say I've organized some extra supplies. The next day...
Are you ready to set off?
Hold your fire, I'm waiting for an extra partner.
You didn't tell me about this, Hamid.
I didn't need to tell you. You're my employee.
Hamid, I have the package.
Thank you, Vulcan. Okay, I hope you can climb.
Don't worry about me. I am so fit. I once wrecked the gym in Tempa.
How?
I threw the weights at the exercise bike and over-exercised the press-up machine.
Already? Well, let's set off.
Have you remembered the compass?
Who needs one of those?
The team trudge up the mountain for several more days. One night, Vulcan nearly falls off a cliff in his sleeping bag. They finally reach Osama's cave on the third day to find that he is gone. But there are mysterious helicopter marks on the ground nearby. And on the fourth day, they find themselves in the most bitter, cold, extreme weather-facing part of the mountain yet, when Hamid points out that the summit is now in sight.
That's good. We will make for it tomorrow. But a warning, some of the cliffs on ascent are more vertical than a ruler.
Then we better get a good night's sleep where we can pitch the tents.
The ground is a bit slopey. My protractor in my head said that it is 60 degrees. We'll have to pin the tents down.
The next day... Is it bright and early yet?
Yes, ready to go. We are late, in fact. It's 4:30 a.m. Oh, just a second, I need some oxygen. Good job. You remembered some this time.
Let's climb this cliff.
After 3 hours...
We are nearly there.
My thoughts exactly, Vulcan. So why do we need you?
Me? But I have the package.
Not you, the Sherpa.
What is the meaning of this, sir?
Well, if I was you, I'd take it to mean I was fired, and that certainly describes you. I'd tell you to leave the premises, but here that would mean walking off a cliff. But now we are here. Be off with you.
That's it, I'm fired. I cannot believe it.
Yes, you heard me right.
But that means I don't have to take your dolt to the summit.
The Sherpa takes off and slides down the mountain in glee. Nobody ever found out what happened to him, but some say he is still living in a cave, occasionally wandering up Mount Everest, lost. Well, I say good riddance. I can conquer this mountain on my own.
Vulcan!
Hamid passes out due to lack of oxygen. Vulcan doesn't resuscitate him, but instead runs off somewhere, cradling something in his hand in delight.
I did it! I've reached the summit! I have conquered the summit!
I am sorry to tell you this, Hamid, but no, you didn't.
What? What has happened?
I took the package while you weren't looking. I lined the nitroglycerine around the final part of the mountain that contained the summit while you slept, and as the material reacts to sunlight, I waited for dawn for the reaction. As a result, you are standing on the new summit.
And it's no longer the world's tallest mountain?
It's now lower than Kathmandu.
The radio. It must be Saddam.
Have you reached the summit?
Well, you could say that.
I would say congratulations, but we all know I wouldn't mean it. Now tell me, when are you boys coming down off that mountain? We have an empire to run. Have you planted the flag?
I will plant it on the new summit, sir.
What new summit?
Well, let's just say this is we couldn't bring Hamid to the mountain. We brought the mountain to Hamid.
And...